With comprehensive reports on local schools you won't find anywhere else, Homes.com is the only place to find the in-depth info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Curious about where a school ranks in the state? Look no further. Percentage of teachers in their first or second year? We've got it. Lowest student-teacher ratio? No problem. The best cafeteria lunch in the district for your 9-year-old food blogger? Would it surprise you if we said yes? Homes.com.
Bing dong.
We've done your homework.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read a headline and Hannah, you there tell me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. Here we go, Hannah. Say keep it moving a lot so I don't have to talk as much.
Okay, yeah.
New fear unlocked. Yawning too hard could kill you.
What?
Yeah, all right, first story.
Yeah,
right?
Sorry, well, that's so crazy.
A woman in England went viral for telling a story how she died almost yawning too hard. She was a new mom and was exhausted and was feeding her baby. The baby yawned. She yawned because, well, yawning's contagious, was so exhausted and tired that two vertebrae in her neck compressed in her spine.
Oh, my God.
Doctors gave her a 50-50 chance of making it.
Wow.
She was paralyzed for a short period of time.
That's horrific.
Luckily, she is doing okay now. She can walk again. Nerve pain and some issues. But this happened in 2016. Still feeling some of it. She's okay now. But yawning almost killed her.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That mom needed to take a nap.
Right? Who has the best flirting advice? Zoomers? Millennials? Boomers? Gen X? Gen Z?
I'm sorry. I know you want me to keep it moving, but I'm very curious.
All right. Boomers advice say, be yourself and be respectful. Gen X, be funny, interesting, and interested in their words so you get to listen.
Okay.
Millennials say be friendly and witty. And Gen Z said be complimentary, cheeky, and authentic. Which advice do you like the best?
I'm a boomer.
I like the old school boomer,
yeah,
too. That's so funny. Does your dog actually get jealous?
I don't know. Do they?
Shut up. Research suggests that dogs feel love and affection and get jealous. How they did this is they did an experiment. Research paid more. They had like a robot dog. And if the dog paid more attention to the robot dog, they changed their behavior. They started acting more aggressive. They started seeking attention. They
were
acting out, trying to get attention, even if it was a robot dog in the room.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Who did you spend the night with the night before your wedding night? 855-444-MEGA. When it came to your wedding, everyone decides, what are you going to do the final night before you were married? Who did you decide to spend that final night with? 855-444-6342. I'm curious what you decide to do. AB's best friend just got married this past weekend. You stayed in the room?
I did.
Wow.
I got to stay in the honeymoon suite with her the night before the wedding.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Homes.com has collaboration tools to help home shoppers search, share, and discuss home shopping with family, friends, and their agent directly through the site. Though it was fun to get that email from your husband about that three-bedroom in the hills, to which you replied via text that you would never live in the hills and you'd like to find a three-bedroom closer to the beach, to which he replied, "Why are you so uncompromising?" A fun way to spend an afternoon, but we think it's just a tad bit easier our way. Homes.com.
Ding dong.
We've done your homework.
Her mom almost stayed in. AB stayed in. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law stayed with my wife, the maid of honor. Some people decide to stay and just sleep with your significant other, the husband. You'd be like, yeah, who cares? We've been living together.
Man.
You have to make this decision of where the sleeping arrangements will be the night before the wedding. And I'm always curious how you decide to do it. 855-444-MEGA. So I slept in my parents' because we did a destination wedding. So I went to my parents' room. My mother-in-law went to our room, stayed with my wife. My wife said she wasn't nervous at all, just slept fine, went to sleep. And then I slept on the couch in my parents' room. I did not
sleep.
With
your parents in the bed?
Yeah, they slept in the parents. Yes,
because
there was no, they didn't have an extra, they just like a couch that's in the like a hotel room or whatever, the condo. And so I just had to sleep on the couch. I did not sleep well on that couch. It was terrible. It wasn't because I was like nervous or anything. It was just uncomfortable sleep. Kevin, do you know where you guys decided to sleep?
You know, it's so funny. I'm going back and thinking, Sarah and I were living together at the time, but I do believe she spent that night at her parents' house and I stayed at our place and slept in the bed by myself.
Oh, so you stayed at the place.
Yes.
And then your wife left.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. But what I more remember is on our wedding night, you know, after we had gotten married, we had gotten back to our house, getting ready to get into bed.
Whoa,
ooh, Kev,
whoa,
all
whoa,
right,
whoa.
Here we go. Here we go.
And here come her parents and her pastor with like the you know, wishing well that has all the money, and here's a bunch of the gifts from the, you know, gift table and all this stuff. So it was like, all right, well. That's
mood killer.
Oh,
yeah.
Mood killer.
Mood killer.
Oh, well, Kevin's like,
the
I remember
pastor's
the
pastor's like, bro.
Okay. I think the wedding night is another interesting conversation, almost a different conversation, because I think most couples don't end up hooking up on the wedding night because they're so exhausted. But that's a different conversation.
What?
Yeah, I think it's a majority of them.
I hear that a lot. Yeah,
it's a majority. Like, your wedding is so long and drawn out. We actually did like a wedding changed at the, like, but not at the end of the night. We hooked up in between, like a change kind of thing. Because because it was too, you're just so exhausted,
yeah,
kind of thing. But what, AB, for you and your bestie, did you guys act like schoolgirls? Was she calm, nervous? Did you guys talk about the wedding mostly? Were you guys talking about child? What was the conversation about?
Honestly, my favorite part was waking up in the morning.
Okay.
And we're both just laying in bed. She was up at like 6 a.m. and then she woke me up at like 6:30 just because she was so excited. And we just, like, got to chat. And I think the first words that came out of my mouth, I was just like, dude, it's your wedding day.
That's so cool.
She was like, I know.
You know, it's so funny that you pointed out the morning of, because I remember my wife saying that too. Waking up with her mom is something,
yeah,
that she appreciated. So it was the morning of.
It was
about
the morning
the
of that
morning
was my favorite. And then her mom came in for a little bit in the morning. And then us three were like snuggling in the bed talking about it. And we were FaceTiming my mom and just talking about how excited everybody was.
Oh, that's awesome.
I assumed it would always be the night before. Kind of like, oh, we're being silly and giggly. But same as my wife. It was the morning of waking up on your wedding day and who you're with. Okay, so who did you spend the night and who did you spend the morning with? 855-444-6342. We'll take your calls next. Who did you decide to spend your last night as a single woman with? 855-444-6342. The night before the wedding, you have to make a decision. Who are you going to spend before the big day who's gonna you're gonna sleep with? Some people's just I'll sleep with my husband. Who cares? Well, business as usual. Some people make a decision to stay separate. We're not going to see each other until the first look or until they come down the aisle. And so they have to make a decision who's going to be in the bed. Is it the bestie, AB, maid of honor, stayed with her best friend? Is it your mother? My mother-in-law stayed with my wife. Some text messages coming in?
Yeah, Julia texted in and said that she spent the night with some of her bridesmaids, and in the morning everyone got ready together. See, that to me feels like almost weird, because what if some of what if someone feels left out?
I was gonna say, like, that feels like very Hunger Games. Like,
yeah,
you're a bridesmaid.
Did you make the cut?
Yeah, you're like, there's like cuts. There's the maid of honor, bridesmaid, and then there's a bridesmaid that can spend the night.
Yeah,
those are three different layers of bridesmaids. That seems dangerous. That seems like drama on wedding day. I've never heard of this dynamic. Taylor, who did you spend the night with?
We stayed in our house, so it's not weird. But two of my bridesmaids stayed at my house, and then my husband just slept at my house with me, and then in the morning I just told him he needed to leave.
So he slept like on the couch or something?
Yeah, he didn't get the room? He got kicked out of the room?
No, he was in my room. They were on the couch.
So they just came to the couch so you didn't have to be alone in the...
As like support.
Is that mainly because you wanted some support for the morning of? Like, the morning is what would kick off the day? Why did you decide to have them sleep on the couch?
One of my bridesmaids drove in from out of town.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, instead of getting a hotel, you could just stay here. And then the other one, I don't know, she just kind of, I don't even think I asked her to stay.
She just did.
It's so funny, but he stayed with you the night before the wedding in your bed together.
Yes.
And then you wanted to make a comment about the wedding night and hookups.
Okay, so I think that if you're saving yourself for marriage, it probably happens on your wedding night. But I'm 5 years and two kids deep. We did not do anything.
I'm tired.
Y'all, right. You know how exhausted.
There was not a thing that could have happened that night that had not happened in 5 years. So I
well said.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can get the Megamind question of the day correct here on the Brett Mega Show. According to a recent news survey, 38% of people hate being asked to do this.
I'm going to say something that I'm currently doing, babysitting.
Oh, I hate when you ask me to babysit. Mm. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Of course I'll watch your kids for you.
I think it's hate to help somebody move.
Ooh.
I think the percentage is higher.
Don't ask Canada to help you move.
Actually, I think I'd rather help move than babysit.
All right. Noted. AB.
This is the only thing I can think of because of the wedding I was just at. Hating when you're not on the dance floor and they're like, come on, come dance.
Oh, yeah. Don't ask me to dance. I hate
that. Don't ask. If I'm not up there, I don't want to dance right now.
Someone got it right. Either asking someone to dance, like, stop asking me to dance. If I wanted to dance, I'd be dancing, babysit, or help move. Who do you think got it right? We'll find out next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. Someone actually got it right. According to a new survey, 38% of people hate being asked to do this.
I said babysitting.
Kevin.
I said help you move.
AB.
I said asking you to dance.
Don't ask me to dance. I hate it.
Yeah, that's Brett's
despise
fear.
It.
Yep.
Don't do it, but AB is not correct. It is either help move or help babysit. Do you not want to be asked to help with people's kids or help move their stuff? Kevin got it correct. 38% of people hate being
asked. Can I use your truck?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Can you pick up heavy stuff? Oh, no, I pulled my back out. There's a scheduling conflict, conveniently, on that day. These used to be totally ordinary back in the day, and they will blow your mind 3 minutes from now. Man, life has changed, hasn't it? It's the Brett Mega Show. These things are so interesting. Some of these things used to be completely and totally normal, quote-unquote normal, or ordinary, and now if they did them, we would be like, what the hell is wrong with people? This is so weird or interesting. Like, for an example... Before 1995, so only not like, 30 years ago, the street right in front of the White House used to have cars just driving by it. It was open to the public. You
really?
Just drive through it. Now you can't drive.
I didn't know it wasn't open.
I didn't know either.
You didn't
I
know?
Went to D.C. I thought it was open.
There's no cars right in front of the White House.
Wow. I thought it was.
Apparently Hannah was driving there.
Yeah.
I was the one person going the wrong way.
Yeah, the cars used to just be able to drive right in front of the White House. Just like, well, on their way to work. Or you're like, oh, where are you at? I'm right in front of the White House. You know, I'll be at work in like 10 minutes. Both Disneyland and Disney World used to require tickets for each ride.
Yes, I remember that.
Oh.
Yep.
So you'd have to pay to get into Disney World and Disneyland, and then you'd have to pay for each ride you wanted to go on.
Yeah, you had different, they were different colors, and you would like buy them for Fantasyland, you'd buy them for Adventureland or whatever for each ride.
Well, now they just change the prices. They make you pay for others.
Right.
Basically,
if you want to wait in line early, you have to pay for it.
For a long time, luggage didn't have wheels.
What?
So, you carry your old 50-pound bag that you have to do it, or whatever, it's under 50 pounds, whatever it is.
That's wild.
You'd have to carry it through the airport holding it.
I could remember those bags.
Do you?
I don't at all. Well, I feel like briefcases and stuff.
Yeah, but this is like
this
what
is
you
a
pick
suitcase.
On a suitcase on a trip.
Yeah. I still can see that.
And then you have
that.
To do like strollers and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, oh, God, pray for people. Before the 1980s, drunk driving wasn't seen as a big issue. It wasn't even considered wrong.
What?
Kevin's face. Like, so-and-so is
Kevin,
drunk driving again.
You were alive then.
I know.
Kevin, you were driving then.
I know.
Kevin, you're on the road with those people.
Wow.
The TSA, I always forget this. TSA didn't even exist before September 11th. You just walked on.
Yeah, that's always crazy to me.
That, whenever I remind myself, oh my God, that's a created TSA.
Yep.
You used to be able to get up to the gate without a ticket or anything. You just walk up to the
airport. My sister said that like back in the day, it used to be cool to like hang out at the airport.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like that was like almost like the mall. Like you hung out at the airport.
And so, TSA got created because of September 11th. And then last one, which might surprise you, McDonald's didn't have drive-thrus.
Oh, my gosh. That was the best thing for them. Yeah. I can't live in those days.
I couldn't have survived. Yeah, McDonald's didn't have a drive-thru until 1975. It's the Brad Mega Show.
Hold up. We got one play. Everything we work for comes down to this.
Quick question. Speaking of workouts, how would you rate your athletic program?
Bro, we're in the middle of the state championship.
Oh, so like a B+ then?
Dude, get out of our huddle.
Well, at Homes.com, we leave it all on the field to get you detailed information on local schools.
Off the field!
Off the field. Copy. All right, go sports.
How'd he even get in here?
Homes.com.
Bingo.
We've done your homework.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.